public safety problems were a major reason that were cited by the top brass at Monroe Community College as a reason for wanting to move from the Sibley Building and the Liberty Pole area downtown up to the soon-to-be former south wing of the Kodak Central Office Complex up here on State Street. They say that they believe that neighborhood to be safer, that they think there are going to be fewer problems. Let me ask you first of all, is that a fair characterization of the difference between the two parts of the central city, that there'd be that much of an appreciable difference in real public safety between the corner of Main and Clinton and then Liberty Pole and 343 State Street?
Well, I think the biggest issue that you find downtown, obviously with the downtown corridor, particularly the Liberty Pole being the hub of the transportation system and the hub of the school, high school students' transportation system, is that you have a lot of young adults that are out there on those streets. And I think that in itself sometimes can be intimidating. I think that sometimes what causes our problems, not so much in terms of the violence that they engage in or the particular crimes that people believe that are occurring, is just the fact that the perception is that there's just so many kids, and that does bother people in terms of intimidation. In terms of what we know as far as what downtown is and what happens in the city, is downtown is the safest part of the city regards to any particular crime. However, if you talk about the Kodak properties, one thing we know is that because Kodak has downsized so much, they have fewer people, they have fewer vehicles, they have fewer incidents there as well. One of the things that we note is that we work very closely with Kodak over the years, and we provide additional resources at their expense relative to what goes on around their complex. So that also contributes to it having fewer incidents as well.
So the bottom line is basically a lot of it is just fear of teenagers,
no,
whether or not they're doing anything.
And that's true because, you know, a lot of times if you drive through downtown, you'll see particularly at certain times of the day, I'll say between 7:30 and 9 o'clock and between 1 and 3 o'clock, you're going to see a lot of young adults down there. You're going to see a lot of kids out there on the street. 99% of those kids are not engaged in disruptive behavior. And at the same time, they are engaged. Some those few that are engaged in behaviors, there are things that do intimidate people, whether it's the language that they use, the intimidation that they know that they can bring with them. Those things do bother people who are engaged in legitimate business.
So a lot of people are just afraid about them yelling and cussing.
And that seems to be a big concern. And for the people that we've talked to who work downtown, who live downtown, is that, one, the language that they use, their lack of self-control, I guess, and the way that they talk to each other, the way that they engage, and the way that they engage with people who may be walking by.
So, but there isn't any criminal act necessarily in just using language that we can't use on the air.
Well, I do believe that, you know, one of the roles of the Rochester Police Department, one of the roles of the Rochester community is to have a community that reflects common courtesy. And I think that's something that we have to help to address. That's something we have to help instill, no matter whether it's downtown, whether it's in the neighborhoods, because those are the things that sometimes can lead to more conflict. And so we know that one of our roles, and as we roll into 2012, that's going to be a priority for us, is to address some of these behavior issues, some of these courtesy issues that occur in the downtown area.
I wonder something else, too, related to that issue and related to people maybe being turned off by young people who engage in kind of uninhibited verbal behavior, and that is, will the traffic patterns and will the locations of these young people be changed once they get the new central bus station built in a couple of years' time? And will that change the whole picture and the whole complexion of downtown?
Well, I do think that will help contribute to removing the kids from East Main Street. I think that is one of the purposes of designing the new bus terminal, is to move it from Main Street being the hub of the bus routes to the new terminal being the hub of the bus routes. Obviously, with it being a indoor or partially indoor facility, that's going to contain a lot of these issues that we're referring to. And I think when you have your bad weather, it'll definitely assist in terms of taking people off the street, if that's what they're there for, to ride the transportation system.
And, of course, when that station is built, will it actually be patrolled in a visible sort of way? Will there be a visible police and security presence there that may also tamp down on unruly language and unruly behavior?
Well, one of the things we are working with the Rochester Transportation Authority is determining what level of security they will bring, what level of support the Rochester Police Department will provide for them, so that we want that facility to be safe, regardless of where it's located, whether it's a Liberty Pole or whether it's, you know, the new facility they're building. We want it to be a safe transfer point. So we are working with them to determine what level of collaboration, what level of support we will bring for them.
How are the talks with our GRTA, which will be the lead management on that station, how are they going?
Very good. We've just initiated conversations at my level with some of their support personnel in terms of gearing up for this facility, in terms of, like I said, how it's going to be designed, what SEPTED, you know, crime prevention through environmental design, those types of things, how that will be employed and how we can work together to make it a safe facility.
Might it mean that, for example, there's a substation of the RPD located within that facility or adjoining it?
We have not reached that as the conclusion or the solution to what we want to accomplish. I do know that the Rochester Police Department will have a presence in downtown in terms of office space and where it's actually going to be located and what number of personnel we'll have. We have not made that determination at this point, but it is something that we know that we'll need to have in order to have the change in behavior, change in courtesy that the downtown business district requires.
So we're going to see some kind of downtown substation anyway, or downtown office or downtown management point anyway, wherever it may be.
That is correct.
How soon will that come up?
We're working on the design of that. We're working on talking with the building owners, tenants, landlords to determine where we're going to be. And in a short period of time, we'll make a determination of how we want to be downtown and whether we have that office established in the short term. In the short term, we'll have the resources there to address these issues.
Who's at the table representing the business community and maybe the educational community as well, talking with you about that and making their feelings known?
We work very well with Heidi Zimmermeyer, who represents the downtown business district. We work with the MCC security people and their staff safety director down there at the Damon campus. We also will work with Monroe County as well as the Regional Transit Authority.